Good morning, Joe. Thank you. Presented by Batteries Plus. You can always trust the plus. Let's open the notebook for this Tuesday. At the end of April, Washington National and former Cavalier Ryan Zimmerman turned broadcaster and produced a Zoom session with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
So both of us have done some really cool things in our fields. World Series, some individual awards. You've won many medical awards, saved millions and millions of lives, which is probably a way cooler than baseball awards. But only one of us has had Brad Pitt depict us on a screen. Where does that rank in your list of achievements?
Yesterday, Zim released a statement stating, after a great deal of thought and given my family circumstances, three young children, a newborn, and a mother at high risk with MS, I have decided not to participate in the 2020 season. For the first time in franchise history, the Nats will not have Zim on the roster. He was the first draft pick of 05 and a team leader in games played. And he explained how important it is for him to be part of a team and that, quote, to be clear, I'm not retiring at this time. Knowing Ryan Zimmerman, the decision took plenty of time to make. Zim is not high risk himself, so he also gave up his 2020 salary. He will lose a year of service time. But Ryan knew that if electing to play, he would give up seeing his family and his three-week-old baby. Zimmerman had recently signed a one-year, $2 million deal for 2020. Heather, Ryan's wife, did say she was not 100% comfortable with him playing this year with baseball's new 60-game format. We all remember what last year's World Series title meant to the former Wahoo.
You don't get this opportunity, take advantage of it. We've come a long way as an organization, as a city, and World Series champions. Can't take it away, ever, ever. No one can take it away from you.
Joe, a player who understands the ultimate sacrifice for a team, just laid down life's perfect bunt. Have a good Tuesday.